This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the new eHealth Radio Network and our Relationship Advice Channel. On the show today, we are with Lori Rubenstein, whose passion is being a witness to personal and spiritual growth and transformation. Lori is a speaker, author, coach, and healer, helping people master their own life. Lori's background as a divorce attorney and mediator has allowed her to see people's pain and vulnerability, which has inspired her to think outside the box to find a better way to help families. She understands that forgiveness is a tool by which we get to know our true self. She has mastered forgiveness in her own life and willing to teach you how to do it in your own life as well. She is the author of two transformational books, Transcending Divorce, A Guide to Personal Growth, and Transformation and Freedom from Abuse, Finding Yourself Again. Lori Rubenstein, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, we're excited to hear from you. So let's start off why we are talking about divorce on a health show.
Well, you know, divorce causes a lot of stress in people's life, and stress is the number one health concern, really. It leads to all sorts of health issues. And when you look at, like, the top five most stressful situations that you can have in your life, I think divorce is, like, number two. Maybe it's number three after, you know, death of a loved one, something like that. So, you know, people end up becoming suicidal, they become depressed. Sometimes if the relationship is really bad, there could be abuse. So all those things causes a lot of stress in people's life, and therefore health problems result.
Yeah, I believe it. Now, you are famous for saying divorce is a gift. What does that mean, and why do you say that? Don't you get into trouble?
Well, you know, this is, again, you know, as I was saying, you know, next to the death of a loved one or your own maybe near-death experience, divorce is one of those places, those times in your life where you start saying, who am I? You know, what am I doing here? Who am I if I'm not so-and-so's wife or husband? And you start sort of saying, you know, well, what is my purpose? What am I doing here? What is this all about? You know, when you're in a marriage, you're so sure of who you are in relationship to the world. And then when you're no longer part of that marriage, it seems like it just sort of throws your world into a tizzy, and you start asking those really important questions. And, you know, it's like a spiritual awakening. I can tell you this, Eric, when you're in your first 6 months of a divorce, people would just hate for me to say to them something like, divorce is a gift. It's sort of like watching somebody doggy paddling, you know, in a river, you know, afraid of drowning, and you just say to them, don't worry, you won't drown. You know, you just can't feel the feeling of, this is really a gift in your life when you're going through it at the beginning. But almost everyone I know, a year or two down the road, they all agree this was a great gift.
Why are you so passionate about this kind of work? I would think it's depressing, maybe difficult to be involved, so to speak.
Yeah. In some ways it is depressing. And, of course, when you're the person going through it, it is. And I was a divorce attorney for about 18 years, so you have to learn to separate your own emotions. You can't get caught up in every single person's divorce. You have to be objective, and you're not any good if you're not objective anyway. But, you know, for me personally, I'm really passionate about it because when my parents divorced, I was like 4 years old, and they hated each other. I mean, every single weekend was this, you know, carrying on and fighting and putting each other down and questioning us about the other person. And, I mean, it went on through graduation from college. I mean, for all those years, it was always like pointing the finger and blaming the other person. And I am absolutely passionate about not letting other kids have to go through what I went through as a kid. I mean, that's where it all comes from. I don't want kids to have to go through this crap.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Today we are with divorce attorney Lori Rubenstein, and author of the books Transcending Divorce, A Guide to Personal Growth and Transformation, and Freedom from Abuse, Finding Yourself Again, here on the eHealth Radio Network. Why should people choose mediation over litigation?
You know, I became a mediator about maybe 10 or 15 years into my professional life being an attorney, because I really understood that when you go before a judge, the judge is making a decision, and the honest truth is, most of the time, the judges really don't care about you and your family, and they don't take family law matters, they don't look at it as though it is as important as it is. I mean, I think this is the very fabric of our society, is our families. And if you're making a bad custodial decision, these kids can grow up to be really screwed up. So I think it's a really important decision, and it's a great honor that a judge should feel to be able to make those kind of decisions. But the truth is, in the real world, it's just really not like that. It's very important for people to take responsibility for their part of the marriage, of the breakup, for the divorce decree afterwards, for the agreement that you're going to be living your life by for the next, you know, whatever amount of years. It's, you know, you don't want to get into the situation where you're just spending your time blaming the judge. You have to start taking responsibility, and I think mediation is a really good first step for people to start taking responsibility in their own lives when they're going through a divorce.
What role does forgiveness play in your work as a divorce coach?
I think forgiveness is really the cornerstone of everything that I do. In divorce specifically, you know, nobody really wants to be a victim. But if you spend all of your time blaming the other person and pointing the finger, you're losing your power. And you end up being angry, resentful. You know, you just can't be very happy in your life if you're blaming someone else. So it really is all about forgiveness. And if you don't forgive, it ends up only hurting you. I mean, you know, this is a health show, right? So medical intuitives all agree that physical problems emanate from emotional problems. And you'll hear things like people with cancer, right? They'll talk about forgiveness. And there are some people who have these, you know, spontaneous physical healings when they go through the whole forgiveness process. So we know that a healthy mind and body starts with healthy thoughts. So a great place really is to start with your thoughts. And blaming or holding on to anger, resentment, hurt, you know, these are really energy drains, and they absolutely must go. And we need to, I think as a society, but definitely each individual needs to protect their own energy and purify their own thoughts. And regularly forgiving is a really great tool to do that.
Well, Lori, in conclusion, could you leave a tip with our listeners in regards to maybe the one that is considering divorce or the one that is going through divorce? I know we've touched on some good issues, but maybe something that we haven't touched on already.
Yeah. You know, for people who are actually going through a divorce, I think one of the best things that I can tell them, and this is something I talk to every person who walks through my door, even as an attorney, was, did you do everything you can to save the marriage? You know, did you go to counseling, or did you work with a relationship coach? Did you take responsibility for what's happening in your relationship? Did you try to change your own behavior before trying to change your spouse's behavior? You know, really doing everything you can to save the marriage so that you can always look at yourself in the mirror and say, I did the best I can. You don't want to leave a marriage with shame or guilt.
Good advice. We've been speaking with divorce attorney Lori Rubenstein and author of the books Transcending Divorce, A Guide to Personal Growth and Transformation and Freedom from Abuse, Finding Yourself Again. The website of reference is transcendingdivorce.com. Lori, thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Take care.
You are so welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the new eHealth Radio Network. And we thank you for listening to this Relationship Advice channel. And until next time, enjoy.